Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. But this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay. All the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still a refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are honored to be in your presence and call you our Father. We welcome you into this 15-minute message. Thank you for the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. So there's a cop TV show of reruns I'm catching up on. And whenever one of the cops is positioned to take the target victim out, he points his gun at the victim, and then you see that red light, you know, pointing at the person. And on his walkie-talkie, he says, "I've got the solution." And, you know, for a minister, every moment is a preaching moment. And I thought to myself, putting a bullet in someone's head is the solution? That's not the solution. you can't handle the solution. That's just a little humor. Well, historically, the solution was in our home and shared as a family. It was read together. It was handed down from generation to generation and kept in most homes on the living room table or family room. If you haven't figured it out, I'm referring to the Bible. Yep, I said it. I believe the solution, and it's in the Bible. Glory to God. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 7 through 8 and the King James Version. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when you do, you will make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. The word of the Lord. Thank you, Father. So when Moses was referring in this book of the law, he's referring to the first five books of the Bible. But when Jesus comes in the New Testament, he was lured into the wilderness by Satan for 40 days. And whenever Satan attacked him with anything or tempted him with anything, Jesus would respond, basically saying what is said in the five books, it is written. He was giving us his solution. He was giving us our solution. He referred to the Bible to respond to the temptations or attacks, and he wants us to refer to the Bible for our temptations and attacks. What are you going through? What are you dealing with? What scripture are you standing on to get you through it? Every financial issue, every addiction, every health crisis, every relationship, it's all addressed in the Bible. Did you know that the Bible historically kept all of the family's data in it? All the marriages, the births, the deaths, any baby baptismals, your great-grandparents, all the children would be recorded in the big, gigantic Bible, and then it would be passed down from generation to generation so you always knew where you came from. And you held on to it so you could pass it down. Today, when you come into someone's home, you rarely ever see a Bible on the coffee table. That lets you know they don't know their solution is in that Bible. And they don't know where they come from. Selah, pause and think on that. God says, or it is written, that we should meditate on the Bible day and night, and this will make our way prosperous and we'll have good success. His word in the Bible, or the scriptures, brings the prosperity solution to your finances. It brings the prosperity solution to your health. It brings the prosperity solution to your relationships. It brings the prosperity solution to any addiction. Street Love Family, I've got the solution, and it's in the Bible. That red light is targeted at you. Glory to God. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal testimony. Each month, I do a street ministry called Free Lunch and Prayer that's hosted by two churches at one location. And I'm always amazed at those who stop just to get a Bible. Or those who say, you mean I can get a Bible for free as well? What do I have to give you? You don't have to give us anything. It's free. You see, when you truly know you have the solution, you have to go and share it with others. You can't keep it to yourself. It can't be a secret on the family room coffee table. It's time to blow the dust off your Bible. Read it, share it, and believe it. Street Love Family, I've got the solution, and it is written in your Bible. I'd like to share a prayer from Stormy O'Martian called Because He Gave Us His Word. Lord, praise and thank you for your word. How we love that it gives us the guidance we need for our lives. Our delight is in your law. Help us to meditate on it day and night. Your testimonies also are our delight and our counselors. Help us to fully understand all that we read in your word. Reveal everything we need to know. Open our eyes that we may see wondrous things from your law. Thank you that every time we read your word, we know you better. Your word is a love letter to us, showing us how much you love us. And every time we read it, we love you more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In conclusion, I've shared with you a simple solution to prosperity and good success. Now it's up to you if you'll take heed, ignore it, or tell God, I believe, but help my unbelief. The ways of God don't work the same as the world's ways, so have a little faith and just believe. My name is Sister Shelley. And I've got the solution. It is written in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to receive the solution? You can only have it by accepting his son, Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's that easy. Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation for you. And that's to rededicate your life to Christ. This invitation is for those who may have accepted Jesus, you know, at 5 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, or just years ago. Maybe it was even last year. But you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. Maybe you backslid and you walked away from him, and you want to come back to him right now. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're ready, you confess your sins underneath your breath, and I'll pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making it possible I can come back to you today. You've always been there for me, and I'm just so sorry. Lord, based on your word, I am confessing these sins just to you. And I thank you right now that I am back in right standing with you. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You hear that bell? Glory to God. That's just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. And guess what? Sister Shelley has a free gift for you. All you have to do is go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that gift right out to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 24 hours a day. It's just 15 minutes long. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones and click the button and become a follower. Glory to God. My second announcement is my ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of River Rouge, Ecorse, Detroit, Texas, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? If you are a church and you're looking for maybe to have a street ministry in front of your church, just reach out to Sister Shelley on my website and let's pray together and see if that's something that God wants to be done at your church. Amen. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Well, family, that's it for this week. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Glory to God. I love you, family. I hope you have the best week yet. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah.